Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
This is Bird Note. Black swifts are extraordinary birds. They spend most of their lives in the air and migrate thousands of miles every year. But researchers have found that their lifestyle is even stranger than we once knew. Scientists placed lightweight tracking devices on swifts nesting in Colorado. This let them study their movements once they reached their wintering grounds in Brazil. This provided unprecedented access to the swifts' world in the skies. Astonishingly, black swifts spent over 99% of their time in the air during the winter, almost never touching the ground for months. What's more, the swifts flew to incredible heights, reaching the highest altitudes on nights when the moon was full, sometimes over 13,000 feet. It's the first time scientists have seen birds changing their altitude along with the cycles of the moon. It's still unknown why the moon seems to draw black swifts high into the sky. It's possible that insects, many of which can also fly thousands of feet in the air, are attracted to the moon, and swifts follow their insect prey upward. What is clear is that these birds have abilities beyond what our eyes can see. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
You're listening to Looking at Lyme on CJSF's Speak Up, and I'm your host, Sarah Cormode. Looking at Lyme is a podcast all about Lyme disease. My own journey back to health motivated me to understand the complexities of the illness, testing, diagnosis, and treatment. In each episode, you'll hear from experts in the field of medicine, science, and outdoor education. Together, we learn about topics such as neuroplasticity, pain management, co-infections, outdoor safety, and tick surveillance. You can find out more by visiting our website, lookingatlyme.ca, or following us on Twitter or Instagram. Tune in each Monday at 10 a.m. to hear new episodes.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
Oh, yes. Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF Radio, now in Malawi, southeastern Africa. Yes, the country known as the warm heart of Africa because of the friendliness of its people. And also probably because of its location right there in south central Africa. And yes, Malawi, a nation of about 20 million people, many different ethnic groups in the country, the majority or the largest one being the Chewa people at about 25% of the population. And Malawi, bordered by Tanzania to the north, Zambia to the west, and Mozambique to the east. And the song we just heard to kick off this hour of Malawian music, that was the Malawi Mouse Boys, who started their career selling mice on the side of the road as a food source, not as pets. And American producer Ian Brennan discovered them, and he's gone and recorded some records with them. And this song we heard called Sky Above is from their most recent LP, 2018's Score for a Film About Malawi Without Music from Malawi. That's the name of the record. And their first album in 2012 was apparently the first original music album in the Chichewa language widely released internationally. So they've put out four albums now. And the Malawi Mouse Boys, yeah, very down-to-earth and homegrown music for you there. And we're going to start the next set with another very underground band. This is called the Madalitso Band with the album title track here, Musaka Yike, which means Don't Doubt Us. Second international release from this band under Bongo Joe Records. Here we go.
Yeah.
Wandering Rhythms in Malawi, South Eastern Africa. And we just heard three bands with a very DIY approach. The last one and the first one we heard on that set both feature the Babatoni, which is a giant homemade single string bass guitar. And with one hand, you're holding a glass bottle, like a slide to change the pitch. And then the other hand, you're hitting the body of where the string is with like a drumstick. So yeah, really, really nice, like a slide bass, really, with a lot of nice buzzing and sounds of the body of the instrument. And the last artist we heard there was Gaspar Nali from his most recent record, Zuna Malawi. The song we heard was called Musa Manyoze Osauka. So Gaspar Nali. And before that, a band, an ensemble called Ku Kaya with the song Golongolo, the Sleeker. So yes, a band of percussionists and vocalists there. And we started off the set with Madalitsa Band, the song, title track from the record Musa Kayike. And moving on with another band recorded by Ian Brennan, who recorded and produced the Malawi Mice Boys, who we heard at the beginning of this hour. We're going to hear from the Zomba Prison Project, which is a recording of prisoners at Zomba Prison at the border of Malawi and Mozambique, and documenting the music made by prisoners, many of whom were certainly not professional musicians and are just making songs basically to explain their situation and, you know, music, a sense of escape from the reality of living in a maximum security prison, a dilapidated brick structure designed to hold 340 people, today holding over 2,000. So this is from the Zomba Prison Project, a song called I Am Done With Evil.
I must see the future lying dormant in that stone. What minerals are they?
Chocolate complexion, I'm not running game to you. Sunny smile, girl, your name should be Zuba. Intelligent African, what more can a man ask for? I'm back again. I saw your photo on Twitter. I'm a player, but I'm not a one-hitter quitter. You're elegant with your melanin skin tone. Strong as hard liquor, but soft like chinchilla. Soft words spoken over dinner and candlelight. Man, I might just go psycho for the thought of you and me on a beach in Zanzibar. Champagne and caviar, black queen, that's exactly what you are. Stay true to what makes you a jewel or a gem. Don't listen to your friends, they wanna be fair-skinned, but that ain't fair to you or them. Celebrate your melanin.
Awaken the mother mind within every one of you human beings. Our people believe that every human being, male or female, has got two minds. The mother mind and the warrior mind.
They say true beauty is from within, but when I look at your skin, your beauty has a beautiful covering like